It seems Barry can't help but overplan its waterfront. The shores of Kempenfelt Bay, stretching from the North Shore Trail's eastern limit, around Heritage Park, the Spirit Catcher, Barry Marina, Centennial Beach, South Shore Park, Military Heritage Park, Manet's Point, Tyndale Park and past Wilkins Beach, again to the city's eastern limit, are without a doubt this city's most valuable real estate. And not in dollars, although there are undoubtedly those who value it that way. Which is why Barry's waterfront strategic plan is being updated from 2015, by a consultant's report, which City Council must ultimately approve or change or reject. Change is most likely, although it's stalled right now. A council motion to approve the plan's update in principle has been deferred until September's meeting of the Infrastructure and Community Investment Committee, which dealt with it May 31. Barry Mayor Alex Nuttall asked for the delay so there could be talks with the Navy League, Sea Cadets about relocating from the Simcoe Street Boathouse to the Bay's South Shore and include that resolution in the update. Resolution being the key word, since relocating the Sea Cadets has been an issue for decades and nothing has happened. Their current waterfront location, between Bayfield Street and Maple Avenue, is inadequate because the building is too old, lacks essential amenities, i.e. running water, and that particular spot is too busy with motorized boats and personal watercraft, and thus too dangerous for kids in sailboats. So any strategic waterfront plan which doesn't explain in black and white where the Sea Cadets should go, what should be built for them, how much it's going to cost, who's paying for it, and where the money is coming from, needs to be deferred. Why it wasn't part of the May 31st presentation remains a mystery of sorts, but at least there's a plan to deal with the strategic plan this fall. What future use, or uses, the current Sea Cadets site would have is another head-scratcher. Strategic plans, of course, like any plans, need to be considered with a grain of salt. This new one tossed out terms like current trends, key destinations, and roadmap for the future. It speaks of engagement, which means talking to people through workshops, online surveys, and stakeholder groups. It speaks of themes such as accessibility, greater access, transit choices without cars, and parking solutions. The plan wants people visiting the waterfront to have inclusive, resilient and activated experiences, to be safe, and experience diverse cultures. There's more. If you weren't at the May 31st meeting or watching it virtually, the presentation is on barry.ca. What it really doesn't address, and what it really should, is what type of balance needs to be struck between a Barry waterfront that can be enjoyed for its parks, trails, beaches, shade and the often chilly, but refreshing, waters of Kempenfelt Bay, and one with events. What's meant by events as festivals, carnivals, charity walks and runs, live music shows, commercial booths, that sort of thing. Not sure what, if anything, makes the waterfront less busy in the summer, because warm weather and sunshine are a magnet for people, both Barry residents and those who come from elsewhere. Those from the Greater Toronto Area often visit Barrie's waterfront on weekends, for example, because their beaches are closed, pollution. So saying our waterfront would be less busy if there were fewer events as a guess, at best. Past councils have, to put it politely, avoided making a choice one way or another on how best to use the waterfront. And going one way or the other is, to be fair, not really an option anymore. What this new waterfront strategic plan needs to do, and Barry councillors will have to approve, is determine where that balance lies between passive use and events. One would expect a survey would end up in the vicinity of 50-50, which isn't much a mandate to do anything. But once the Sea Cadets get a decision on their new home, and what to do with their old one, it's time to make decisions on the waterfront's future. So while you're sitting at Barry's waterfront this weekend, one amongst the huge crowd, watching the snowbirds fly by and over, think about what you want the shores of Kempenfelt Bay to be like, especially in the summer. Then tell your ward councillor or the mayor. They're going to need all the help they can get on this one. Bob Bruton covers City Council for Barry today. He remembers when Barry's waterfront was less busy, more relaxing for someone not particularly looking to be doing anything.